Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to TexasLending.com, a different kind of mortgage company and a different kind of mortgage show. We're going to be able to help make sense out of what's going on in your world, whether you own a home or you've been thinking about purchasing a home, or you're thinking, oh, you know what, now's a good time to refinance. Is it a good time to refinance? Is it a good time to be able to take some cash out of your home and store some of that money for the proverbial rainy day?
Or rainy week. Could or be. Rainy month.
Or could be a rainy year.
Is it going to rain tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you were a weatherman.
No, we're not here to do that.
Oh, for a second.
Yeah, no. I'm Jeff Collins along with my beautiful bride, Tress Collins. Uncle Bubba's in the seat. I'm filling in for Kevin Miller once again. Thank you very much for being able to join us. So here's the thing. This show really is all about you. If you've got a question regarding mortgages, we'd love to be able to hear from you. You can text us at 972-387-4600. That's 4600. Again, 972-387-4600. As a matter of fact, the more texts we get, the better the show.
Yes, otherwise, no doubt. Otherwise, you get our blah, blah, blah.
As a matter of fact.
That's so interesting.
And you can learn about our lives.
Well, yeah. You can learn we all need therapy. So let's talk a little bit about what happened this past week. We had some great news regarding the progress on the COVID vaccine. Okay, but we also had some not so great news, an uptick in coronavirus cases. So what does all this mean? Well, the great news about the vaccine is investors think, okay, long term economically, this is going to be great. But the uptick on the cases is like, short term, maybe this is going to be a disaster. So when it's all said and done, that means rates didn't change. It kind of washed itself out, right? Because people watch the news and they're like, okay, well, how's the rates going to go? Well, with the great news, you think the rates are going to go down. But with the uptick, you think the rates are going to go up. So what happens? Yeah, it's a toss-up. It didn't go anywhere. That's really what we're saying. So
it may have gone up and then came back down. It's kind of, you know, like the old great baseball coach Ron Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The rates,
Ron.
The way they go. That's the way they go.
972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Okay. Who's the guy you just said? Ron who?
Ron Washington. He was ex-Rangers coach.
He always
used to say that way baseball go, no matter what happened, good, bad, ugly.
Yeah.
He'd say that the way baseball go.
That's the way baseball just like
You're
that.
A plethora of things that people used to say this morning.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That is funny. Well, we'd love to be able to hear from you. Again, the show really is all about you. But Gary Alexander, Uncle Bubba, like we like to call him, is
inappropriate, Uncle Bubba.
Thank you.
I'm appropriate this week.
Are you?
Because Kevin's out of town. He's the only one who thinks I'm inappropriate.
I don't know. You've said some shady things.
No.
Maybe you're slightly inappropriate.
There's too many words there.
Could be the left side of my brain or something. I don't know.
What happened to you this week? What's been going on? What kind of things have come across your desk as far as mortgages
are concerned? Oh, I'm tired. I can tell you that. I was up last night, you know, till about 10 o'clock making sure all the closing disclosures were sent out that for closings for next week because of, you know, the holiday being a short. Thanksgiving week is really a tough week in the mortgage business because that's when pre-crazy rates, everybody, it was kind of a slower time. And so everybody would plan their vacation around Thanksgiving. So basically, because, we got the 2 days off. Well, why don't we just take three PTOs, and then that way we could have a whole week.
Right. Done that.
Well, the whole world's like that, yeah. So, you know, so when the mortgage business this week, you know, we were trying to get as much done and into closing as possible for the month. So, you know, people could close during the week, you know, come in and close during the week. So, like I said, I was up till 10 o'clock last night just, you know, trying to make sure people, the ones that hadn't signed their CDs, to let it be known, hey, you guys need to sign this tonight if you want to close Tuesday or Wednesday.
Were you talking about CD like we listened
to? The closing disclosure, yes.
Closing disclosure, okay, because I was thinking maybe Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that after, I think, 2013, they came out with this TRID thing and the Consumer Finance Bureau where it's a good idea. Basically, you have to see a closing disclosure 3 days before you close. And that's the same thing on a purchase, a refinance, a cash out. Okay? And so that has to be signed 3 days before you go in and sign your... But that way it gives you an idea what you're signing 3 days in advance. Now, it's not the final CD. People have to realize that, because a lot of times that CD goes out without even going to title and getting matching up everything to make sure... you know, and things like right now, taxes coming out. So we're having to see where taxes have to be paid. Whether you escrow or not, we'll roll in and pay your taxes. If you have the money, you can bring them to the table. If you just want to swap them out, that's going on too. So it's a real crazy time. And it's tough to have crazy time and busy time all at the same time.
Right.
Because then it's crazy busy time.
Sounds very unfun.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, but it's you're working. That's the
thing. Right.
So that's not a bad thing.
A lot of people that, you know, you talk to or, you know, are out working, you know, and then you see, you know, sometimes a lot of people are doing refinances and stuff, then right, you know, as we're getting ready to close, all of a sudden their job gets shut down. And then, you know, things like that are, you know, you're having to take a leave of absence, and then you have to explain whether are they coming back to work, you know, are they getting paid during this leave of absence? You know, there's all kinds of crazy things that go into a mortgage these days, and that's why we're here to answer questions. I mean, you might have a crazy – I mean, we get a lot of crazy questions on the show, but, you know, after 20 years of doing this, I've pretty much seen them all.
Yeah.
There's been not, there may be one or two that have not slipped by my desk, but
right,
you know,
okay,
I've pretty much seen them all: purchase, refinance, cash out, VA, USDA. I don't do reverse mortgages, but you have
a little bit of experience having done reverse mortgages.
I know reverse mortgages.
You qualify for a reverse
I do.
Mortgage. 972-387-4600
But my wife has too much of your family in her that thinks that they should pay their house off and then leave it to their kids before they die or
yeah.
something like that.
You know
that.
That's so funny? Because we just had this happen. Tressa's son shows up last night. He invites himself over for dinner.
Oh, nice.
And
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's just it's classic. And
he's proficient at that.
So his girlfriend's stepfather unfortunately passed away last night, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, wow.
So evidently he didn't really have a whole lot, so to speak, you know, to – anyways, he just didn't have a whole lot. So the family's like, okay, well, who's going to cover the bills? Who's going to do this? Who's going to get what? Because there's no will. There's no nothing.
Oh, no.
So Caleb, I'm sorry, this guy who we know, but
yeah, too late. So
bad.
Caleb.
So Caleb
with a K.
Yeah, with a K. So Caleb comes into the house. He goes, so, okay, seeing how I'm the oldest son and everything, are y'all leaving me the house? And I was like, Caleb, we're not leaving you nothing. You know, I was just like, wow, you come out of nowhere with this question. But it's like,
but yeah. His first question was, do you guys have a will? We're like, why? Why do you want to know?
Well, because, well.
Well, I know.
Right, but his whole point.
He just wants it spelled out.
Right.
He sure wants to know.
That's like, Caleb, this is what you're going to get when you get this house, is you're going to get the debt that goes along with it. Right? Because if it's not paid off by the time we die, we don't know when we're going to die. So if it's not paid off, you don't, quote unquote, get the house. It's not like all of a sudden, boom, the debt is erased. Right? You get to take care of the debt if that's what you want to do. You want to keep the house? Boom, it's yours. But no, nothing has been willed to you as far as a house is concerned. It was just one of those things, kind of going back off of what you were talking about.
Right.
You know, where you think you ought to get a reverse mortgage, and then you've got my sister over there saying, no, we just need to pay this thing off and just be done with it. And it's like, because we want to leave it to the kids.
I was like, okay, so we could stop making $1,500 a month payments right now, and we could put that in the bank. Or let's just pay most of that in interest. You know,
on the house, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So,
which would you rather have, cash or the house? You know, with the house value still going up,
right?
in this area.
Right. But you know, at the same time, you got to remember, you've got more than one kid. Right? So you're going to leave the house.
Even better.
All four kids? All five kids?
What are you talking about? You leaving one out,
Jeff? I'm sorry. Well, you know, one we don't talk about. So it's kind of like, it's one of those challenges where you got to kind of figure out what's going on best for you from a financial standpoint. Because after all, it's your estate. It's what it is that you want to be able to do and what you want to be able to take care of. Because at the end of the day, you got to be able to take care of you. We'd love to be able to hear from you at 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. Tress Collins is at the text board, able and ready to be able to read your text. And you guys passing notes back and forth. What's going on?
Yeah, we are.
Is this because he's chewing a bagel?
Yeah. I can hear him chewing
the Tolos
ear.
can hear me chewing my bagel.
So I asked him those and we can hear you chewing. He passes a note back going, I'm inappropriate. So that's his excuse.
That was good that you talked about reverse mortgage, because we haven't talked about reverse mortgage in a long time. But you know what? The question comes up every week with me. And, you know, and then there's some people that I talk to that I don't realize, but they don't realize that a reverse mortgage is probably in their best interest. I mean, they're struggling financially, and you know, they're talking about doing an equity loan
or
and
taking cash out, right?
Yeah, cash out loan and getting money back. So it when you start talking to them about it, you know, they don't really know enough about it,
right?
So, and they're afraid of it.
Sure. You know, because of bad publicity and things that, you know, it's one of those challenges to where it's a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
It is a mortgage on your property to where basically the equity that you've established within this home is given back to you to utilize any way you wish. The difference is that with a cash out, you're scheduled to make monthly payments as if you're paying the loan back. With a reverse mortgage, you're not making those monthly payments. All you have to do is keep up with your taxes and your insurance on your property, thereby eliminating a whole lot of debt. Or the debt is still there, but eliminating the monthly payment.
You're consolidating your debt.
So the way the loan is rectified at the end of your life, when you pass away and you're gone, the home satisfies the debt, or your heirs have up to a year to figure out what they want to do with the property. They can sell the property and then take whatever money is left over. Boom, there you go. Disperse it amongst the rest of the surviving family, or they can just simply walk away and say, mortgage company, you can have the house. Thank you very much, because mom and dad are in a better place.
Yeah, and a lot of people, and I don't know, we got off on this tangent. Because, I mean, interest rates are great. I just want to let you know they're still low.
We'll circle back around to that. Yeah.
But when we're talking about reverse mortgages, you know, there's just this fear that that's not their house anymore. It's always your house.
Mm-hmm.
It's your house until you pass.
Right.
And then it goes to your heirs. But during this time, you are able to basically not make your mortgage payment. You have to make your taxes and your insurance payment. But it helps you, what gives you a better life in your older age.
Right.
What kid wouldn't want that for their parents?
Sure. Sure. No, absolutely. Well, there is that one kid.
I've seen some kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a talk with them last night. So, no. Tress Collins is at the text board. We're going to be able to jump into these texts when we return. So go ahead and get your question in at 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. We'll be back with more right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to TexasLending.com. I'm Jeff Collins, filling in for Kevin Miller as he is gone for today. I got Tress Collins, my lovely bride, behind the text board, and slightly inappropriate, rather old Uncle Bubba. We're just sort of adding extra adjectives.
Extras.
Give us your text questions, 972-387-4600. The show really is all about you and the questions you have regarding mortgages. Is it a good time to be able to purchase a property? Is it a good time to refinance? What about taking cash out of your home? All those questions are great questions, and we've got the answers, but we need to know your scenario in order to be able to make sense out of it. Again, 972-387-4600. Tress, what do we have, love?
All right. First up. My wife got laid off in August, but had verifiable severance until March with pay stubs. Would her income alone get her qualified, or will her future separation disqualify us? both with credit scores over 800.
Yeah, I have this week. It's crazy when, you know, we get questions like this. Basically, if the income is not continuing, and I don't know how, you know, I don't know how relative this is, but it's supposed to have a 3-year continuance. Okay. Now, how, you know, like I always say, well how does any job can say that you're going to have a 3-year continuance? But if you're on like a severance pay, they're not going to use severance pay at all. I can tell you that. You're going to have a, you know, a solid employment situation in the future.
Sad face.
So the answer is no.
No.
Yeah.
Great credit scores, though.
No, great credit scores. Boy, back in 2008, I could fix them up with a no income, no asset, 100% purchase.
That type of loan.
2008.
As when the loans existed, all you had to do is fog up a mirror. Boom, here's the keys to your house. Yeah. So here's
with a great
thing.
Credit score like that, too, you get good rates.
Well, what's the solution on this, then? When the missus gets
new employment.
Okay, so when the missus gets a new job, new employment, right, then basically they can move
one month pay stub, offer letter, that kind of thing.
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
He didn't say anything about his income, so I don't know. Did he say whether he was working or?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was just more about the wife and her lack of income,
okay,
or where right, she's at currently with the income. So,
well, he can text us back with some more information about that, and we can expound on it.
972-387-4600. Love to be able to hear from you again. 972-387-4600. Yes, Tress.
Do you all deal with first-time homebuyer loans? And if so, what are the requirements to apply?
Well, that sounds like a setup question.
Let's go get William Cobb.
Right? Because he's the expert on
when
this.
You say first-time homebuyer, I mean, if you're a first-time homebuyer, you're a first-time homebuyer. But if you're talking like for first-time homebuyers assistance programs, relatively during the COVID period, those have been non-existent. There might be a few out there. We do not do them at TexasLending.com. And, you know, but we offer the FHA, the VA, 100% down, USDA. You know, you can still buy a USDA home in Forney or Little Elm, just to let
Little
you know,
Elms,
with zero down. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good loan, too. It has good rates and has lower mortgage insurance than FHA.
So,
but it has to be certain areas.
Like, so first-time home buying programs are usually done by the county, which are the city,
yeah,
and you know, the funds are allocated towards helping you with closing costs and things of that nature. But it does come with a catch, and that is that you're going to be in that home for an extended period of time.
Right.
Otherwise, you have to pay those fees back.
Right.
That's done through the city county. So if you want to be able to do some research on that, feel free to do so. But as far as TexasLending.com, yeah, being able to help you purchase a property, absolutely.
Right.
You can give us a call at 972-387-4600. It may turn out that you don't need any assistance.
Right.
You may have things covered on your own, and that's the best way to do it.
Gift funds from your family can be used, too, just
yeah,
to let you know for down payments. Seller paid closing costs, I've seen a little bit of that coming back. Just to let you know on those, when you do find people that do those programs, yes, you know, you might be doing zero down, but you're going to pay for it in your interest rate.
Yeah.
It's and then not only are you tied to so many years on that grant to being in that house, you're also going to see higher interest rates that basically pay for that down payment.
Which is a great point to talk about, especially for people who've never purchased a home before.
Uh-huh.
Trust me on this one, nothing is free.
No.
So when you hear advertisements saying zero down or zero this or zero that, where do you think, how do you think they can do that? Because that means that they would be losing money. If they continue to do that and lose money, they would no longer be a viable business.
Well, the programs are out there, government programs. Like I said, USDA, VA, those programs exist, you know, through subsidies from the government, just to let you know. But you know, it's just
That's my case in point.
Yeah.
I mean, the government's $1 trillion in debt. So how do you think we're going to continue to exist on that one?
I think it's a few more trillion.
972-387-4600. 972-387-4600 is our number. We'd love to be able to hear from you. So let's see here. Thanksgiving coming up right around the corner, right? How many days are we officially 5 days away from Thanksgiving? Do we count today? When you do a countdown, do you count the day you're in or do you just count the days still to come?
Hmm.
With the days to come. Mm.
The days to come, is that the way we officially do it? All right, so then we've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So five days away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so are we coming over? Did you invite us over this year?
Nope.
No? Okay.
We didn't invite them over either.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to Lindsay's house. I'm just told where to go now.
You just go wherever they tell you to
go. Well, I'm glad, because that means that I'm not going to see $600 or $700 go out of the checking account for Thanksgiving dinner. You know, my thing is, hey, let's go to Luby's. It'll be a lot cheaper.
Yeah. And you don't have to do the cleanup.
Leftovers. I go, then we throw all the leftovers away anyway. They don't, you know.
No, right. It's just,
And it's not my favorite holiday. I mean, I like Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving part of it. I just don't like the gorging and eating and, you
know. Expectation of having to do a lot of food.
Yes. It's, you know.
Okay.
Let's go to Luby's.
Yeah, let's go to Luby's.
Actually, we're probably going to do Luby's or something like that.
Luby's is shutting down. I forgot. Well, this one over here is open. So.
Yeah.
Wow, you're just a bundle of fun news, aren't you? Yeah, did you do cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving?
No.
Do you, Tress? I mean, I know.
How many Thanksgivings have you spent with her?
It's radio, okay? I know the answer already, but I'm just including her in the conversation. So.
You're including the Tolos in your Thanksgiving dinner plans.
No.
Maybe he wants cranberry sauce.
No, he does not.
I don't. But it's amazing at how many people will serve cranberry. The reason why I ask is because, regardless, it's like nobody ever eats it.
That's not true. I know people who eat it.
Okay. Almost nobody ever eats it, but it's always served.
Like green bean casserole, which makes me sick to my stomach.
No, I like green bean casserole. Oh my kids do, too.
Nothing green ever passes these lips, ever.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yep, except margarita. That's the one thing.
They have green margaritas. Okay, noted.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Probably the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mm. Really?
The turkey gravy. I like the turkey gravy.
Yeah.
I'm not a big dressing guy. It's kind of, I don't like the texture myself, but that's just me. I mean,
okay.
Tolos, don't hold it against me.
Okay. What about you, Tress?
The mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Especially
the
mashed potatoes I make, because I make like a ton of them, and I put cream cheese and heavy
chicken
whipping cream and ton of butter in them. And oh, yeah, they're just good.
Yep. Good eating. Mm-hmm.
Good eating. I like the Cajun fried turkey, too.
387-4600 again, 972-387-4600. That's the number to be able to get your question in here. Love to be able to hear from you. Tress, what do we have on the text board?
Can you do a refinance on a home that I own in Louisiana, and how much are the closing costs on a refinance? I owe about $154,000.
Somebody licensed. Yeah, we have some loan officers here that are licensed in Louisiana. Closing costs are going to be typically the same as they are in Texas. So, I mean, you're going to have processing, underwriting, you're going to have title fees. Title fees are, and like I said, that taxes and insurance are probably cheaper in Louisiana. I don't know about title fees since I've never done a loan, but usually title fees, you know, vary by state. So, you know, you would just have to talk to a loan officer up here that does Louisiana. And when you call up here, call the main desk and let them know that that you're looking for a loan to be done in Louisiana. Typical closing costs are gonna, I'm gonna say between $4,500 and $5,000. You know, so that you know, along with any escrow. I mean, your escrows are gonna be paid right now, but probably by your company by the time you close. So there wouldn't be much escrow account being built into it. So yeah, I would think around $4,500, something like that.
Let's talk about closing costs.
Still get a great rate.
Okay, so let's just use the number for $4,500. What all does that $4,500 cover on behalf of the consumer?
Well, it's different for every loan. Like a cash out, we have cash out loans where you don't have processing and underwriting fees. We charge a discount point and the discount points can be written off, but you can only do that on a cash out. But you're going to have your title fees. Title fees are broken down into barriers. 0 to 4 years, everybody gets what they call nice R8 credit for that loan, basically because they had done a loan in the last 4 years. So basically the title insurance is half what it would be if you were buying a house that you know, half of 1%, basically 50%
okay.
on the title fees. You know, there's an escrow fee at the title company. They charge that. There's endorsements. You know, this are these little things that lawyers throw in to make money, basically.
Okay.
But it's the same. Title fees are the same everywhere in the state.
Okay.
Okay. And state by state, the title fees are regulated by the state government, so they're the same.
So when somebody says, I don't really like the cost of your closing fees.
Right.
It's like, well, we don't really set those closing fees. I mean,
well, I mean, our processing and underwriting fee, $8.95 and $8.10 or whatever, $8.10 and $8.35, I think it is. It's like six. That's typical. I mean, for everybody. I mean, people are going
to
processors
make their paycheck. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you have to pay
for the hours that they're working on your loans.
You have processors and underwriters and closers and all them. They all get paid. So
okay. Well, we'll come back with more of these text questions. Thank you for getting them in. You still have time to get yours in at 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. We'll be back on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Well, it's that time where we ask questions until we get more text messages coming in. We ask each other questions.
Well, we have a question.
Oh,
we have a text question.
Well, good, because I didn't really have anything else to talk about. Welcome back to TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600.
I had a question that was texted.
You want to put your microphone up a little bit closer to your mouth? That'd be more helpful for...
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, there you are.
Okay. I'm back.
All right.
I'm back.
So, do you get yourself dressed in the morning, or do you have help? I'm just asking. Okay, go ahead.
Who would help me?
There you go. Somebody says, my new built house most likely will be done in February or March. Do you guys think the rates will still be under 3% come then?
Ooh. Crystal ball time. Looking into the crystal ball.
Bet on it. Just because of the way the economy is and all the money they've printed. And the last thing they can have right now is interest rates go up. For housing. They need to spur that housing market on.
Which actually they have been, and which has been great for everybody involved. But 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Love to be able to hear from you. And hold on. I didn't get to read that.
Okay. Well, you can read it later.
Yeah, I'll read that later. Chris, do we have any more texts?
Not at the moment.
Okay, somebody asking me a question about airship affidavit. Okay, I just got this phone message, and I'm assuming what happened is maybe there was a home and it was left in a will, or maybe it wasn't in a will, and then, you know, somebody's claiming the property, one of the kids or whatever, and then he has to get an airship affidavit signed by all the other siblings and people that are tied to that person to get off, to let them have the property. So we see that quite a bit on properties and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's usually done when there's no will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When there's no will, that's usually when that happens. But we see it all the time. It's kind of a tough situation because anytime you are dealing with family and things left by a loved one is, a tenacious time, basically.
Oh, you get to see people's true colors.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, let's just cut to the chase. You want to know who your family is? Yeah, watch what happens when somebody passes away. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. We can help you with these situations. We can recommend you to title companies and things that can help you with this process. Give us a call at 972-387-4600 or send in a text message, 972-387-4600. Great way of being able to get your questions answered is being able to text now while we've got Uncle Bubba in the studio with us, being able to answer all your mortgage questions. He comes to the table with 20 plus years in the business. There isn't anything he hasn't seen or any, you know, there may be things he won't admit to have seen, but for the most part, as mortgages go, he has seen way too much
in my 64 years.
What's the most hated thing that you do as far as chores are concerned? Owning a home. All right.
Chores.
Yeah, chores. Do you do chores?
No.
Next question.
Don't you remember we had this discussion back when Kevin was doing his cabinets or whatever?
Yeah, he wasn't here for that discussion.
Oh.
he pays people to do everything.
I pay, yeah. It's just something, you know.
Really?
I don't want to mow the yard. I don't want to clean the pool. I don't want to build anything.
You don't want to fix anything.
I don't want to fix anything.
Don't want to clean anything.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to hire somebody to do it.
Do you own a vacuum cleaner?
Well, I'm creating jobs.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
I should be president.
You're sowing back into the community.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I work hard, so I can do that.
Okay. All right. Tress, what's your least favorite chore around the house?
Cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah, we have someone do that, too.
You don't even clean your own bathroom? Do you wipe
Why,
the seat?
When somebody else does?
I just, oh, wow.
Maria's really good. If you need a house cleaner, call me. We got a good one.
That is fantastic.
That's pretty awesome.
Maria, Maria, Maria.
It turns
I always
out,
sing to her when she comes.
It turns out that the most hated chore in any household is washing dishes.
Oh, I don't mind washing dishes.
See, I don't mind washing dishes.
You hate doing laundry.
I hate laundry with a passion.
You know
cleaning
what?
Cleaning the bathroom comes in the second position, followed by ironing and then vacuuming. And washing windows.
What drives me nuts is there's people in my family that will eat something and then they just go and put the dish in the dish in the thing. And then they don't do anything with it. They don't rinse it out.
In the dishwasher.
They just pile. No, they don't put it in the dishwasher. They just put it in the sink.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
like oh, bowls.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Plates.
See, I've got the same problem. I won't take the dishes, though, and put them in the dishwasher. But I will take the dishes and put them on one side of the sink.
The right side of the sink.
The right side of the sink. So this way it leaves one part of the sink open. Okay, so I don't mind rinsing them off. I'll sack them up nice and neat. Everything looks real pretty for Tress to be able to come in and load the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But, man, it drives me nuts, especially when the kids, just leave it on the table.
Oh.
They don't even pick up after themselves. I'm like, I know we raised you better than this.
Yeah, because you never do that.
I call it the cycle. My deal is, hey, you go over, you rinse your bowl out, you put it in the dish. You rinse your fork, put it in the dish. Don't just pile it up in the sink and then put water in there, and then it's cold. You know, and I've got to stick my hands in that cold, clammy water and pull the spoons and knives
out.
Well,
actually, you don't. Maria does.
Well, no, not on a continual basis.
Oh, okay. So Maria's not like a living
usually
housemate.
When Maria comes, the kitchen is spotless. Usually, not spotless, but the dishes are done or in the cycle. I call it the cycle.
See, this is why we need your questions, because otherwise, without your questions, we're just going to go on and on and on.
Mortgage rates are great. That's all I want to tell you right now.
What are we sitting at? And, just a general bar. Ballpark. Are we still in
30s,
the 30s,
mid-2s, 30s, mid-2s?
30-year
depending on your loan amount.
Purchase.
You're in between 2.5, 2.75.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing to think
and
that
you're
we
right
are
down
here now.
You're right down there around the 2 on the 15-year.
That is. Can it go lower?
Well, Kevin says it can't. You could pay some points and get in the ones right now, 1.875, something like that, if you pay a point or two on a 15-year, depending on your loan amount, too. That, you know, everything is all relative to loan amount, how much equity they have. You know, those are the things that are the contributing factors. You know, a lot of times I'll pick up a phone call here and they'll say, "What's your rate?" And I say, "Well, it's kind of like driving through McDonald's and saying, give me something to eat."
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to give me some ingredients there.
Right.
I mean, most of the time, I go the Cliff Notes version. You know, a lot of these mortgage companies, they're going to want all your information, and because basically that ties you down. And but I always just say, hey, you know, what's the value? How much you owe? Do you escrow? If so, how much are the escrows? What's your credit score? What kind of term are you looking for?
Okay, we have another question.
Slap you an estimate, and then Then we go from there.
All right, next question. Here we go. When I'm trying to refinance, which credit bureau do you go by?
We go by the mid score. So there's three scores in FICO. Okay, there's going to be a high score, a middle score, and a low score. We're going to use the middle score, and that's what every mortgage company uses. There's nobody does it any different. They all do it the same.
So it's not taking all three scores, adding them together, and
dividing by three.
Right?
Like some people think.
Right.
Or, well, you just take my best score.
Sure.
You know,
on a good day.
Because, you know, you've seen it where a medical collection doesn't report on Equifax, but it's on Experian and TransUnion. You know, a lot of times they'll say, well, yeah, but on Equifax, I'm a 749, you know, but on TransUnion, I'm a 649. So you see all kinds of stuff like that. But, yeah, we use the mid-score, and so does every other company.
Okay. All right. 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. Tress Collins is at the text board. Love, what do you have?
Here we go. Due to a rough patch financially, I have accrued $35,000 in credit card debt. Now, due to this, my credit score is about 600. Financially, I'm better now. I have over $100,000 in equity on my home. Can I get a home equity loan to cover my credit card debt with my score this low? I have no late payments or collections, etc. It's just the debt that lowered my score.
What a great question. There's a lot of people that fit the scenario.
Right. The problem is in conforming mortgages, 620 is the lowest score. But a lot of times 620 doesn't fly. 620 can fly if you have assets, okay? 620 can fly if you have, if you have assets and you have low debt ratio. Well, you don't have low debt ratio, but we could pay off debt. So you're going to have to get your credit score up. And the only way you can do that is by paying some revolving accounts down, the ones that are highest that you've used. You need to pay those down to get that score up. You can definitely call up here, talk to a loan officer. They can do a soft pull on your credit, but then that gives them the ability to look at your scores and see which credit cards probably need to be paid down to get that score up.
Well, not only that, but what he may be seeing, what this individual, I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but what they may be seeing is something that they've typed in, and it's like a free credit report. What we see is going to be different.
Yeah, I mean, the things that you paid your mortgage on time and stuff should count toward a mortgage credit report. Your credit score could be higher than what you're seeing.
Right, and it could be lower. I mean, it's a coin toss.
Well, from this scenario, I'm going to say it's probably higher because, like I said, if he's made all his mortgage payments and he's made all his payments, it's just the amount of debt that he's got that's pulling him down on the credit score. So,
but if you want to take a closer look at your credit, you can get once a year a free report at annualcreditreport.com, and it won't give you a credit score, but it will list everything that's on your credit, so you can dispute things if you find something that's not there that shouldn't be.
The other issue is at 620 credit score, you're going to be subject to the lower loan to value that's going to allow you. Unless it's a big loan, there's loan level pricing adjustments that Fannie Mae puts in there that, you know, sometime on your smaller loans is not going to let 620 pass. So you won't get an approval at a 620, depending on the loan amount and how much equity you're trying. When you say you have $100,000 equity, you have to remember the max loan amount is 80% loan to value. But at 620 credit score, there's a good chance you're not going to get 80%. You're probably going to get 70% loan to value, and so that may be an idea about costs and stuff and what you can pay off.
It really seems like the best thing for you to be able to do is just simply give us a call, talk to one of our loan officers, let them do a soft pull on your credit, and kind of discuss what the scenario looks like for you, and a plan of action can be developed at that point in time. 972-387-4600. We've got more texts, and we're going to read them when we come back on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to TexasLending.com. I'm Jeff Collins, along with my beautiful bride, Tress Collins, and Gary Alexander is in the studio with us, being able to answer questions. Hey, real quick, before we go to the text, what's today's date?
It is the 21st.
Whoa. Okay, so that means, like, starting tomorrow. November, right? November 22nd.
Yes, Vember.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Vember. Okay.
Yes, Vember.
It looks like Apple has announced its partnership with PBS to be able to broadcast a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah. I hadn't seen that in forever.
Well, you need to watch it. DVR it so you can watch it every year. Well,
we don't have a DVR.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll get one. We'll borrow yours. Do you have one?
It's tied to our cable.
You know what? We don't watch enough TV.
We don't have cable.
We don't.
What do you have? Hulu or something?
Netflix and
just Netflix.
That's
and
it?
Disney or what was it that?
Well, if you get Hulu, you have everything. You have Netflix. You have everything. Jet Grant, they have everything live. ABC, everything
on Hulu.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to Grant.
Well, we don't really watch TV. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, you could.
Well, there's a lot of things we could do, Gary.
Doesn't mean we should.
Yeah.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Let's go to the text board. We know we need to take care of that. What do we have, Tress?
Right.
Strex.
What?
Stress text.
Oh, no, Gary, stop
Trust
it.
Text.
What is the advantage of getting warranty deed when selling a house rather than going through title company? What is warranty deed?
Like I said, you have to go through title company if you purchase a house. I don't know if somebody gives you a house, they can sign a warranty deed over to. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to there. But like I said, anytime you buy a house, unless you're paying cash, I don't know. Like I said, you go through a title company. They've got to you know, ensure that the title's good for you and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What's the guy? Cobb, William Cobb. Give him a call, 972-387-4600. That's our phone number. Call in, ask for William Cobb. He'll be able to answer that question for you a lot better than what Gary could.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Title,
I'm just saying. I mean, it's a question that sometimes we have a good answer for, and sometimes we know people who have a better answer.
Yeah.
What else do we have, Tress?
Next up, does Texas Lending do mortgage loans for new manufactured homes?
No, we don't. And that's we just never have done them. And but there's most mortgage loans are done like through FHA for mobile homes. Mm-hmm. I will have Tress text you a name of a company that does do them though. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Great question. Good answers. Yeah, it's a good answer right there, Gary. Go ahead, Tress. What else?
Next step. I had my hours cut at work and did a forbearance on my loan. Now that my hours are back to normal, will I have any obstacles refinancing? I'm also paying off collections. I have three small derogatory marks on my report that seem to be affecting it quite a bit.
You have to be 3 months, make 3 months payments after your COVID forbearance to let you know to refinance. Also, there's no way of knowing, you know, collections. If they're small collections, you probably should pay them so they don't haunt you the rest of your life. Otherwise, they just kind of sit there and get resold, and they travel down your life's path.
Right.
I always, you know, say get rid of them. A lot of times it's medical collections where you think that the insurance company is going to pay them, and then they don't pay them, and then all of a sudden you find out, you know, you have a collection, and, you know, that's the kind of stuff that kind of drives me nuts.
Right.
Okay.
So
all right.
Good answer.
Good answer, Gary. Good answer.
I already said that.
Okay. Just trying to be encouraging. Here we go. Next question. We have a couple more. Good morning. My mother bought her first home 1 year and 8 months ago with an FHA loan. She is 79 years old. Income is retirement, Social Security, and a small pension from dad. My brother and I have power of attorney, and we're wanting to refinance to get lower rates and monthly payment, no cash out. Can Texas Lending help with this? Don't remember her credit score, but it was, along with her income, $2,600 monthly, enough to complete the purchase. And her escrow, which we don't understand, made her payment go from $1,230 per month when she purchased to now $1,430 after only 1 year. We are afraid if this continues. Thank you very much.
Okay, here's what probably happened there. It sounds like was it a new purchase? A lot of times,
yeah, she just purchased her first
home.
Well,
I know, but was it a new build home, or was it? A lot of times, happens is your home. She needs to make sure her homestead and her over 65 exemption are filed for her taxes. And then a lot of times what happened is that should freeze her taxes at one amount, so her house payment shouldn't go up any. Like I said, you just need to get a hold of a loan officer here at Texas Lending. They can help you with that. If she qualified for the purchase, she should be able to qualify for the refinance. You know, the house value's probably gone up. She might be able to get into a conventional loan and drop her mortgage insurance.
But this is a year and 8 months ago. So yeah, chances are she'll wind up getting a better rate as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely
you
better
know,
rate.
I mean, that's going to save money as well. So give us a call at 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. Tress, real quick, what's the next one?
All right. I currently have a 770 FICO score. My mortgage rate is 4.25%. I currently owe $192,000, and the value of my house is $275,000. I'm currently paying $1,927 a month. What are your recommendations to have a lower monthly payment, and what could I expect?
Well, sounds like, I mean, you're in the driver's seat there. You got plenty of equity. You should be able to, if you just want to lower payments, you're going to get that probably around 2.625, 2.75%. That's a 1.5% savings, which really is out to on a $200,000, probably to about $300 a month in savings. You know, you might look at doing a 25-year loan and lowering your term and maybe still getting a lower payment. Because I don't know how many years you've been in the house, but we've been doing a lot of that, I can tell you that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we are out of time. We've had more text questions come in. We will have Tress respond to you personally and with the recommendation of being able to call us here at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. We do appreciate you joining us, and we do hope that everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
You know, eat some cranberry.
Or not.
By golly, it's out there and nobody's touching it. We'll see you next time on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.